And they learn me everything. And I learn everything from them. But there's one thing I couldn't learn from them. That's how they reason right. Well, when they reason right, they put out,
they
put out figures. I don't know what the figures were. It looked like figures to me, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't learn that. But the language, oh boy, I learned all that. And I can go around and preach on that. I mean, those children know me, the little kids. Well, I just quit. I was schoolboy for 10 years here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got my diploma. I got my key. I got my diploma. I got my key to the city.
Yes, sir.
You can go any place you want them. Yeah, the city of Tarpon Springs, Florida. Certificate of Appreciation is certified. This certificate has been awarded to Sylvester Jackson, Appreciation of Service, for serving as a school crossing guard for 10 years, given this 15th day of April, 1986. City Clerk, Kathy M. Safis, and Thomas M. Cole, Mayor.
Huh. Key to the city.
That's right, man. You got a place you want to know.
Well, now that wasn't all the time I worked with the city. Well, I worked with the city years ago. This is different out here. Way before here.
Honorable. Safety guard.
10-hour safety short course, Board Industrial Commission, Workman's Compensation Division, Division of Industrial Safety. This is certified that Sylvester Jackson has successfully completed the short course in industrial safety as prescribed by the Florida Industrial Commission is entitled to this certificate, Tallahassee, Florida. It's 12th day of May, 1961. Instructor is R.W. Woods, Chief Industrial Safety. I can't read his name. And then City Manager, City of Tarpon Springs, is H.M. Sally.
Sally
was there. I went on a wake call for the city. When I first come here, the only two people on the street they had here, well, it's over 19 and that's Pinellas Avenue.
Pinellas Avenue.
And Tarpon Avenue.
And those are the only two paved roads.
That's all. Yeah. And all the rest of my hip put them down.
Do you have any pictures of yourself on board the sponge boats? By chance?
No, I never did. Let me see. No. Politis got my picture.
Politis?
Them boys down there.
Yeah?
They came when I was working on school guard.
Yeah.
And he said he waiting to go find it. The library. You find my picture on paper there.
Uh-huh.
Where I was holding the helmet, putting over one of the kids' heads.
Uh-huh.
You go to the library.
All right.
They got it up there, you'll find it.
All right.
When our school time was out, I'd have to go wait till the library to keep those kids out of the water down there. And I'd wake them 3 or 4 hours a day down there after school was finished.
Yeah.
And I'd be down in the library and I'd have to be down there to keep them little kids from falling overboard from down there. But this time, ooh. All out on Sunset Hill and all like that. I had built that home out there with them people that got out there, with them crazy people.
Oh,
Act Lope Manor.
Yes, sir.
We put that out there in 1925. I helped build it. Dr. Thompson, he built that house out of brick, built his house out of brick because he built his, he out there too. On that short street, come back this way. And then we built that. We put golf courses and everything out there. And in 25, the boom was.
Yeah.
I quit money and went to working on land, go up there, heap of money. Working on land, you know. And so we built stucco houses and all, everything out there. Now, all them stucco houses filled now, after this. And now, they got some real homes out there. They got some sidewalks that we put out there way back then. And then after then, them houses didn't last no time. Fell to pieces. They were stucco houses. and they fell to pieces. And now they done built it all up, you know, nice homes and everything out there. So,
you know what I was going to ask you? Huh? Was down by the docks, the guys were telling me, the older Greek men were telling me, that there used to be like gathenions, you know, all up and down the road there,
uh-huh.
that they had musicians in them. And that when the guys would come back, you know, they'd go there, the gathenions, you know, and they'd eat or drink coffee, whatever.
That's
and
it.
That they paid, that the musicians would play for them and stuff. Do you ever remember seeing that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. They used to dance all on the dock out there. And, long time ago, this is before Belitis put this diving exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek boys and the black boys used to dive money up off the dock. It was an old wooden dock then.
Mm-hmm.
They used to, the folks, the rich folks used to come and throw quarters, half a dollar, dimes, pennies. Them boys used to dive up money. I never did dive. I was over them boys that would dive. And I have a big old wooden box, I mean pasteboard box. And they'd bring the money up and put it in the box. And then all of them dive and bring up money. Well, they made the proposition that we split 50-50. And I used to keep it for them, you know what, until they get ready to quit.
Yeah.
And when all of them get through diving and everything, we go count the money out. And count it all out and divide it even. Don't care if you didn't get none, if you had on a suit and you went down there, if you didn't get no money, you had a share in that box. I seen to that. And all them Greek boys and black boys, I was the boss over it. We share that money, and you know what they give me? Sometimes a dollar a piece or $2. Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
I ain't had nothing to do with it. I said, oh, they keep it. And keep
the box.
And keep them from fussing and want to fight over it and all like that. And it seems that everyone get what belongs to him. I did that. And then them other big grown boys that come down there, well, they take them boys' money. And that's why they wasn't going to take it from me. I used to be cheap amongst them, you know. They called me Sylvester McGall a couple of times. You know what that is?
Big
Sylvester, big captain. Yeah. And I raised plenty of them. All the Marcos and them. Right now, you go in Greektown. You see where the old woodyard sitting over there?
Yes, sir.
On that side?
Mm-hmm.
And what you call them house sitting right there? You see a little old house sitting in there?
A little one, yes, sir.
A little old wooden house. They won't tear it down. Said he'd tear that down when I die. I used to stay in that.
Huh.
Used to stay in that house and eat up to the kitchen and haul wood with mules and wagons. Used to haul wood all the way from here to St. Pete. Leave from here around 4 o'clock in the morning. And around about 12, something like being St. Pete. All dirt roads. I leave from down there around about 1 o'clock. And I get back here just about 6 or 7 o'clock. Load of wood. Kate and St. Pete. Come back. Mule and wagon.
Yeah.
I've been to history. And them boys, I raised all them boys up. Jim boys and Chirakis. I raised them up. George Chirakis, he was the mayor. You know, he used to be the mayor. I raised them. Raise all them boys. And help raise all the Pappas boys. I can go down that cafe right now. And go inside that cafe and they have a fit. And they make me come and get in the back. Because all them Greek boys and Greek people they got working there, they know me. And hell, they all wanna stop working. Except for, yeah, they want to stop waking for me to talk Greek with them. And they carried me back, he carried me back down to the center of the table and said, listen, Costa, you stay your ass right here, you don't go in there, you're going to stop all my family from waking. I go to work and sit down there and eat, and I get through eating, and Jackie, he will go get me a fifth of liquor out the place. I know you want some Canadian coffee, yeah, and I don't want to drink it here. Well, I'm going to fix you a bottle. You carry it home with you when you go. And if Mike down there, I've got me a $20 bill, Mike. Man, where the hell you been now? That's the big boy, Mike, the oldest son. And look, the other son, I seen me, he may give me $4 or $5. But, well, I have raised them all up. The old lady, right now, she'll bring a box of clothes. You hear me? From way back, you know, from, she ain't that lady, she's still living. I'd be up there on my job. And she put some clothes in a box and come up there with it in the car. And I had to get in the car and let her bring it back in to my house to give somebody. If you don't like it, give it somebody else. Right now. Because I have raised all them boys. I have raised all these boys around here. The one I was trying to think of named Taco.
Taco?
Taco. That's them two brick houses. One house was this Criticals and the other was Taco and them daddy house. Two old buddies when they come in first, you know, put up. And then that boy up there, them both of them prison club. And you got that prison club?
Yeah.
On top on the avenue? Mm-hmm. Well, I wait for, huh? Dino.
Dino.
And the boy that got one over there on the other side of that station, that filling station, his ass name Samuel, he used to go on his boat and everything. And I've raised all them up. Oh, plenty of them that I have raised up. And I don't know.
He used to go on his daddy's boat, I used to get checked on
that. The Steve collected in them. Mm-hmm. Steve used to be mayor.
Yeah.
He used to be the mayor. Shit, now, I'm like a father of his. He think much of me like if I was a father. My wife raised his two girls. And right now, I can go out there and get anything. I can go to any of them if I want something to get it. I won't have to, you know what I mean. We'll see what you like. Over my fellas, I said, dosti. Yeah, dosti. I live all right here with him.
Yeah, no, that was very good. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wanted to come and talk to you, because they really enjoy talking to you.
Well, one thing about it,
yes,
you could interview the rest of them, but they don't have just the things to tell you that I said. And all this is history.
Yes, sir.
History, what you hear me say.
Yes, sir.
And what I know. And my wife, this was her father's home. That's been a long time ago. My wife, 84 years old. And I'm 78. I don't know how much more longer we're going to be around, but
yes.
You know, thank God. Look at the old thing.
Yes.
Yeah, look at the old. Well, I'm glad you come and interview me.
Yes, sir.
And I'm glad to talk with you and everything, but I tell you,
yes, sir,
the Greek people have been the history of my whole life, and they helped me have my life, and I've made all my life and my living right here with them. I have slept with them, ate with them, and did everything with them. I had to do that. On the boat, we slept together, and when they cooked the food, we used to take it and put it in a big old dish pan. Spoon there, spoon there, spoon there, spoon there. They went to Galletas. That's the bread we had to eat, Galletas. A stack here. And we all eat out the pan together with spoons. And if I didn't eat with them, they'd raise hell sometimes. They'd fix mine in there. And in the close, Calavana. Oh, Sylvie, you're a cocky. A five month leave.
Yeah,
the
five
months. You did. So, what can I say?
Yeah.
I spent my whole life with him. And I'm proud of it. And I'm telling you, it's the greatest life I ever lived.
Best criminal.
In my book is number one. Well, in my book, I'm a black Greek. That's all. That's what they call me.
They're good people and being found to rap.
Marvin Rico.
Yeah, well, I was talking to them, and I had always heard about the what they used to call the Mavro Naftis, the black sailors, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I had never, you know, I had never met one, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so they always said, you know, you guys could speak Greek, and you guys work on the boats and stuff. And I heard, you know, about you guys, but I had never seen anybody like that.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I went to the thing with the bureau. I definitely said, well, we should definitely talk to the men, you know, because the Greeks always told me about it, you know. I mean, it wasn't like it was a hidden thing.
No.
They said, well, go and talk to them. I said, they speak Greek better than we do. That's all I said, you know. I said, well, I got to see this, you know. I just, you know. So that's why, and we just missed you. You were there, and we saw you in the suit and stuff. And you just, you know, they're giving you a whole bunch of food or something, and you just, you know, you're there for the priest. I didn't want to get you off the thing, you know, you're right.
Well, when I come down over there and everything, they kid me on in there. And they said, well, we fish you something you eat. I said, no, I ain't eating you. Y'all fish me some calamari, and I'm going to take some to my wife. So they went and fixed me a sack full and everything. They said, well, wait, if he told her. I said, yeah, I'll find the speed. He asked me what I'm going then. I said, yeah, I'll find the speed. If he. I tell you, when I get around them, I don't talk no milk, nothing but Greek.
No, well, you're all right. You can do it in Greek, it don't matter.
Well, sometimes they say something, you know, and I have to stop and think a little bit, but I know it. Maybe I can't bring it right out. It just take a little time. Yes, sir.
You know, I was thinking, Mr. Jackson, when you were working, how many sponge boats about did they have out on the, you know, out there working at any given time?
Well, way back in that time, we had 360 boats.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's a lot of boats.
But they all wasn't diving boats. Some of them was Mazzetica, they called hook boat Mazzetica. Some of them was that. But we had that amount of boats here. And, of course, the most of them was diving boats.
Yeah.
And a few mosaical, I mean hook boat. Is that what they call it?
Mosaical, yeah, to gather.
Yeah. So it was that amount, that total amount. And it stayed that for years and years, even though, and then some of them would drop out because all the older Greeks did this morning. The younger ones, they didn't bother, they didn't go.
Yeah.
But all the older ones. But it was plenty of old, you know.
There's some plenty of sponge out there now, but
and,
I wanted to go get them.
It stayed that way until the sponge died. I just forget now what year that been, but that been a long time ago.
But there's some more out there now.
The sponge died out and everything, and then they quit sponging. And when they quit sponging and all that, well, all of us had to find other work.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work for the city before I was sponging. And I come back and work in the city, and then I left from the city because they wouldn't pay me like I was suitable.
Yeah.
I went and worked at the chemical plant. I worked out at the chemical plant, and until I was promoted to head janitor out there. Everywhere I've been in like that, I step up a step high. And if I was to tell you the truth,
yes, sir,
you wouldn't believe me. I can't read and write.
That doesn't matter. If you want to work, you can always work.
More than wit. Yeah. And remember.
Yeah.
And I bet you won't find another man that experience and know and how to do and what to do than I am. I never had a chance to go to school. So,
yeah. Well, a lot of the Greeks didn't.
I started working when I was 8 years old. And now I'm 78, so I worked 70 years.
Yeah,
but that's the truth. I don't have no education. But I ain't nobody fool. It ain't what you do, it's how you do.
That's right.
You understand? And this is a big world, and it's big enough for all of us to live in it. And why can't we live in peace?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what nationality or what color, who you may be. The Lord made this world big enough for all of us. And we can and we can live in peace. So why can't we? It don't matter if you got a million and I ain't got but 10 cents. My 10 cents just as good to me as your million is to you.
Yeah.
You understand? A living is a living no matter what. You may live big, but and I've lived little. But we're living just the same. You understand what I mean?
Yes, I know.
That's history.
Yes.
That's history. I have God for the children, and they go to school. And boy, you know, when I see them cutting up, the kids and they ain't cutting up, I talk to them. I give them a little lesson. And a heap of Greek boys, they love to be around me for me to talk. It's still that way now. I go in Greek town, and it's still that way. And I tell them, I say, you know what? I say, you boys ought to be good and learn. Learn everything you can learn. I say, you got the privet? I say, not like me, I ain't had the privet. You know?
Yeah.
I say, because I didn't have a chance to even go to school. I say, but even if I had the chance to go to school, I couldn't never get up higher than you all are. Because your face is white. You understand what I mean? It's true.
That's true.
It's true. I say, if you get your learning and everything, and learn everything you can learn in school, no matter what nationality you is, because you're white, I say, hell, you can come to be the president of the United States and body holler. You know what I mean? But I was telling them history. Get it. Get everything you can that belongs to you. And then after you get it, don't be scared to use it. Because if you got it here, nobody can take it from you. And you start from down here and you rise. And here where you got the habit to do it with. Eh? And I'm saying that and I'm telling that to you because you're a young man. You got a whole lot to go yet. You got a heap of ways to go. But you can get on the top. It all depends on you.
Yeah.
You. Nobody can do that for you but you. You understand what I mean? That's true. I'm telling you that because I'm an old man. I've been through with life and all that. Big life. When Uncle Sam Army and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
An old, uneducated old man. If I had had education, maybe I'd have been one of them top guys too.
Well, book learning isn't everything that you always hear about.
Huh?
Book learning isn't always that good. You know, just because someone can do books and stuff, that don't mean they're a good person either.
Well, because some of them are worse than these don't know nothing. That got the education.
That's right. You know, you can steal more with, they say, you can steal more with a briefcase than you can with a 45.
You
remember,
when white collars are doing all that stealing in trouble.
That's right. The only difference, that's the other one. The only difference between the white collar crime and the blue collar crime is the blue collar people get caught more. That's
right. You see, so many of them now in trouble.
Yeah. The top men. Look at the president, he in trouble.
Yeah.
The world, I mean, our whole state ruler. And he talking about, if he says so-and-so, he don't remember. How in the heck he can be the top man of the whole United States and can't remember what he did or do? He's supposed to give the last word for everything.
Yeah. Well, it's just, he's saying that now, and the only problem with this is they're just going to drag that on forever now, see, because when they get Oliver North and the other guy to get up there, they're just going to say what happened, and then, you know.
Well, the truth's going to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
He's a big lady, I tell you.
Well, I think the same thing, because both these guys are military men, you know?
Yeah.
All they can do is salute and say yes. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you're going to get somebody like that, they just went off and did something like this all on their own?
Well, how can they do anything without his word?
You have to say it.
He's the last man. He goes through Congress and all that kind of thing, and he's the last man sick. If we go in war right today, he got to be the last man clear war. I remember I was out on the spring board when this happened, in 1941. And I was on the spring board, we hit it on the radio, when President Roosevelt pronounced war. And we come home. Pull back up and come home. That was fun boat then. That was in 41. Now who gives that order? The president. Nobody else. I mean, Congress and all that, they had that much to do with that, but he gives the last word. And he broadcasts even radios and everything else.
No, I mean, the thing that bothers me is, I mean, every American citizen knows that he's lying.
Okay? He's a big liar, too.
Yeah, but the thing is now, like, I don't know what's going to happen now, because, see, I don't know how the law works, you know, I don't know about a lot of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, like, okay, let's say that they prove, which I'm sure they're going to, it's just a matter of time now,
yeah,
that those two guys will get up there and they'll say, well, the president told us to do this. Well, then what? I mean, you know, were they going to yell at him more in the press? I mean, I don't know what's going
to happen. Well, they've been refusing to testify. But they're going to be forced to testify now.
Yeah. But you see, it was just like, you know, they got Nixon with that break-in.
Oh, yeah.
They got him out of the office. Now, are they going to do that with Reagan? See, I don't know about how that works, you know.
Well, that's Nixon's Watergate.
Yeah. That's worse than Watergate.
Well, this is worse, because Watergate was just right here in his own country where he was trying to be re-elected.
That's yeah. Right.
Well, that was sort of, and the Watergate thing was sort of stupid. I mean, they were breaking into a hotel room to look at, you know, the Democratic Party's paperwork, which was like, who cares, you know? Was really
well, the question was that he just wanted to be reelected to stay on. Yeah. But not this is the whole world of the other country.
Yeah, they're selling arms.
Oh, and just defense, wait, arms, defense.
To come over and kill his own people.
Yeah.
That's what I look at, to turn on your own. Turn on the United States.
That's worse than Watergate. Watergate was just what was done right here home.
Yeah, Watergate was small potatoes.
Yeah, that's right. According to this.
It was illegal, but it wasn't nothing like this.
Yeah. Shit. I'm scared to go to bed at night.
Well, I really think that I don't understand why they're trying to get all this thing worked up in South America. You know, I mean, that whole country there, Nicaragua's got 2 million people.
Yeah.
Well, hell, Cleveland's bigger than that. I mean, Chicago's three times the size of that country. I mean, what are we trying to prove here? You know, St. Pete's got to be bigger than that, you know?
That's what I want.
So what if the old communists? Big deal. That's like if the city of Pittsburgh did something. Or, I mean, you know, Pittsburgh's bigger than that. I mean, I don't. So what? Let them do it.
Yeah.
You know, what's if that's the way they're going to go?
Let them go and fight your own battle.
Truman wrote that if he'd been in office when Castro was getting in power, he would have called him up on the phone and said, what do you want?
Uh-huh.
And he would have just, you know, more flies, well, you get catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar, you know? And he would just buy them, you know? And they got all them generals down there. Well, buy all those guys off. You know, you have to go down there and nuke them, you know?
Now, since you said that, I will tell you something about Truman.
Yes, sir.
All my life, I never thought that I would get close to a president. But we was working over Everglades City, and he came to Everglades City, and I shook his hand.
Wow. Were you working on sponge boats then?
Sponge boat. We had 6 boats with him there. And me and another fella, color fella, was on the boat, Charlie Blanche.
Charlie Mans?
Blanche.
Blanche?
Uh-huh. And President Truman come down to the dock and look at the boat. And he looked over there and he seen us and he come and he said, well, you two boys can talk milk. And he said, I don't understand what these Greek people are saying, you know. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
And so he shook my hand and the other boy's hand. And he said, now, you can tell me what it's saying. And so I tepidated. you know, what I would call a separate day.
Yeah, that's right.
They tell me in Greek. I tell them in America. Right.
What ship was that on? What sponge boat were you on then?
What sponge boat I was on then?
Yes, sir.
I was on, let me see what the name of that boat. At that time. How did you get this boat? What was that? What was the name of that boat? Let me see.
Who was the
Uncle Sam.
The Uncle Sam?
Yeah. That's the boat I was on.
Well, who was the captain on board?
Aida. He did now, a long time ago.
What was his first name? Do you remember?
Miss Charson.
Huh.
His last name was Charson.
Aida Charson.
Uh-huh. You see that, at that coffee shop down there?
Yes, sir.
That was belongs to his brother-in-law. That was his brother-in-law.
Coffee shop.